Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Get in here, Thursday.
Hey, how you doing, Thursday? Sit down. We gotta have a talk.
Oh, what do we talk to Thursday about?
I need you to be a little bit more responsible.
Thursday. Thursday let you down?
No, I'm proceeding with caution. We got like a nice 60 degree day and I've been like, oh, hi, spring. But then as soon as I got out of my car, my hair went directly into my own face and into my mouth.
There's one that's trying to leave your head right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
See
that guy?
Get it. I got windblown. And it was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting the force that I was met with.
Wait for it to get windier. We have a wind advisory today.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, wind advisory starting at 9 o'clock this morning. That'll wrap at 6 tonight. Gusting up to 45 miles per hour today.
I just want to make sure that we're all aware because I think all we're getting is like, oh, it's 60 today.
Like yesterday it was 50, but the wind, it felt cold.
Yes.
You notice that?
Yes, totally.
And it really didn't get kind of sunny till late in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Today, they've backed the rain chance back quite a bit. Now we're only at a 40% chance of some rain. But the wind for sure. And I think 61 may break a record today. So that's what you got.
Less rain. My daughter asked me if she could wear Crocs. Maybe Crocs and socks?
No. Never. That shouldn't be an option. Ever.
I'm a no never Crocs. But other people have other ideas. I don't like them.
Stop it. Shut it down.
Shut it down now.
Crocs are boat shoes. That's how they were invented. That's what they're to be used
for. Were they really?
Yes.
So they would float.
They float because they're very light and they would adhere to your feet. So if they got wet, you wouldn't slip out of them.
As a matter of fact.
Boat shoes. Crocs are for being on a boat. They're like almost like flip-flops or sandals. They're a summer shoe. Do not wear them with socks.
I did not know the history of the Croc, so thank you very much, Dr. Dancenary Hansen.
You're welcome. Just call me Dr. Scholl.
No, I like Dr. Dancen.
Dr. Dancen.
There's something about that juxtaposition that's very fun. He's the Dancen doctor.
Dr. Dancen. Dancen doctor.
Dancen Dr. Hansen.
That's me.
Okay. Yeah. Old Doc Hansen says boat shoes.
Crocs are boat shoes.
I didn't know that. I thought it was for nurses.
I think it worked its way into different industries because the non-slippiness, the non-skidness.
Non-skid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a...
Nurse, probably food workers, right?
Practical. It's a practical
shoe.
It
is.
Yeah.
But then it's also, it's not for fashion.
It has become
for fashion.
Mm-hmm.
By being non-fashionable.
I think.
That's how fashion works.
Yeah.
Right? It's another Dr. Hansen. Dr. Dancen.
He just has his PhD and he can just go off about anything.
It's in life. I have the PhD of life.
Wow.
Yes.
Went to the school for hard knocks, I believe, right?
Sure did.
Majored?
Sigma Kumi, ouch. Yeah.
Kumi, ouch.
Graduated top of my class.
Oh, good for
Sigma
you.
Kumi, ouch. School of hard knocks.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Made it through.
That's how you become a doctor of danceology.
That's how you do it.
Wow.
You got to put the work in on the front end for sure.
And our friends, the state of Nebraska, dumping their great slogan. The tourism department 5 years ago unveiled a brand new tourism slogan for the state of Nebraska. Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone.
That is the most honest state motto. I like it, actually.
And I really liked the honesty, and a lot of people did, but there were quite a few that also did not. One was their governor. Jim Pillen was not a fan, and so he called it nonsense and urged them to get a new slogan.
How about Nebraska? Not much after Lincoln.
It used to be like gateway to the West. Where the West begins, that's what it was prior to.
We'll stick with that.
It's not bad, but the problem was that they were 50 in like states tourism. They were dead last. So they're like, we got to do something to get people interested. Just, you know, show a little leg, you know, Nebraska, please come here.
Well, and you do something like, honestly, not for everyone to like, or is it for you? And like, I'll show you it's for me.
I'll show you.
Yeah,
you don't know what I like.
Reverse psychology.
It was a successful slogan because they went up. In terms of tourism, they went from 50, dead last, to 41.
That's a good movement.
That's a jump.
Yes.
That's a big jump for 5 years.
Exactly.
That slogan did a lot. So I honestly, I'm okay with it.
The problem is the people who know about slogans, just let them do their jobs. The non-slogan people get in the way.
Yeah.
And right?
I know you think you know better, but you don't know better.
It happens with license plates too.
Look at the numbers.
Yes. It's working. I'm sorry you don't like it, but it's not for you.
Proof's in the pudding, right?
Exactly.
Right there.
Just let the professionals do what the professionals do.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm engaged in a game I find both entertaining and annoying. And I want to make sure that I'm not weird. I have a feeling a lot of people play this particular game.
Is it weird?
And the game is called I'm Snoozing You on Facebook for 30 Days. Do you do this?
You're the one who introduced it to me.
Yes.
I didn't know that it was an option. I think I remember it being announced that you don't have to not be friends with somebody anymore. You can just snooze them for a little while.
Well, that's where I'm stuck. I'm stuck somewhere between, I don't want to block them. I just find their content to be overwhelmingly annoying and pointless.
Mm-hmm. Or if some they're going through like a thing, it's like, well, we'll get through Girl Scout cookie sales and then we'll see.
Some of it's political. Some of it I'm related to, right? Some are family members.
Yeah.
I don't want to block. I believe there is a medium where I don't have to keep clicking every 30 days snooze, where I think I remain friends, but they don't show up. Is that a thing? Do I need to do that instead? You're not helping.
I'm not helping. I'm sorry. I am so accepting.
Do you snooze, though? Or you just let it all roll?
I just...
Do you ever close any post down? Like, just click the X because I don't care about your recipe?
Oh, no. Because sometimes I like those.
Well, it's based on interest. Of course you like recipes.
I like the recipes more than you do.
I find them annoying.
No need.
Especially ones with cauliflower.
Mm.
So I just turn down...
Send them to me.
This is backfiring. I don't like where this is going.
I'm making cauliflower nachos tonight. Yes.
What are cauliflower nachos? The cauliflower.
I gave them to you. Cauliflower. You roast cauliflower
and you put
the nacho toppings. It's really good.
No chips?
No, the cauliflower is the chip.
No chips?
No, it's just vegetable.
Just gag.
Now you want to snooze me in real life, don't you?
Is that possible? Can I not see you for 30 days?
I'd like to just snooze you in all your content.
I got a good 10 out of the way when I went on vacation. So
I got an immediate response for you.
What?
Just click unfollow. You're still friends. You don't have to see their posts.
Thank you, person, to help me.
Yeah, Mrs. Beckner, thank you.
All right.
She's a teacher.
Clearly, she's done it to a few people. Okay.
She has had to do this before.
Because it turns into a chore. Because the day they pop, they come back. All of a sudden, that's all I see is them.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God. I didn't want to see you 29 days ago. And today I'm just seeing you go away again. For another 30. Okay.
It's just too much of you.
Unfollow.
Unfollow that person.
Unfollow, follow,
you're still
follow.
Friends. Yeah. But you don't have to see anything
I don't
ever.
Really care.
Yeah.
And that will probably save me just some mental capacity.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, can I see if you're following me?
I don't know.
Did you unfollow me?
I may have.
Did he snooze me? Wait.
If you start putting up cauliflower nacho recipes, you're going to be my first unfollow.
But they're good. You've tried them. They're good.
They're fine.
They're delicious, especially with Super Bowl Sunday coming up. I can't believe you don't remember.
Claire, I have the palate of a 9-year-old.
My cauliflower nachos. You don't remember those?
I don't really. No.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I flush it.
No.
I move on to the next thing.
Okay.
Well, enjoy those nachos. And thanks to help me navigate Facebook.
Always here for you.
I appreciate that.
I need you to put this tinfoil hat on.
Okay.
Join me for just a second. As I share with you some observations of what's going on around me.
Okay.
First of all, I don't know if there is like a long lost relative or something who is visiting, but there has been a car parked at my neighbor's with Florida license plates. That's weird. Yesterday I had to stop at store. So I went to one of the, you know, national chain big box stores.
Yeah.
I pull in next to a car with Florida license plates. And this morning, I'm driving into work at 4:45 in the morning. It is dark outside, and the car I am following has Florida license plates. What is the deal with all of the Florida license plates? It is February in Iowa. And granted, we've got like a 60-degree day with a little wind advisory, whatever. What are you doing here? Why are you here? Is my question.
That's a great question. And that's weirdly coincidental.
And isn't that like a curious amount?
Yes.
Of license plates?
Especially in a row. Enough that you've noticed.
In the span of this last 2 days.
Yep.
Three license plates. So that's all I'm thinking about on my drive in. I'm like, okay, I'm following this weirdo. Where are you going? He goes a different direction. I had to go to work. Sorry.
Oh, you should have followed him.
Should have given chase. Tracked him down and asked, what are you doing here? But I had to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to thinking about it as I was driving along. And I'm like, one, two, three Florida license plates. And then I was thinking, where did I hear Florida recently in the number three? And I was like, I don't know. Why am I thinking? It hit me. Taylor Swift made the announcement. She's got a brand new album about something about poets. And then she released the track list.
The Dead Poets Society album. Oh, Captain, My Captain.
Oh, Captain, My Captain. And Robin Williams standing. No. So she's got this album. She released the track list. And one of the songs on that album is Florida. 3 exclamation points after the word Florida.
Yes.
It's by Florence and the Machine. Is Taylor Swift filtering into my life and getting me to get interested in this album by reaching out to me and putting it in the back of my subconscious?
You think she has the power to manipulate the universe?
I don't know. I'm just saying, isn't that weird?
Just putting these things in front of you?
I'm putting things together. Maybe they don't belong together, but isn't that weird?
Do you want to play a little bit more of this game? Isn't there a track about Goodbye to London? Where was I?
You were just in London!
I was just in London.
Everybody thinks it's an album about Joel Alwyn, but it's not. It's about us.
You and me? Bill introduced in the Iowa House would require parental permission before Iowans under the age of 18 could create a social media account on websites or smartphone apps like Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. It is the Social Media Parental Authorization Act. So a parent would have to, or guardian would have to, verify with granting written and digital permission for the minor to have the account. There are other bills in the legislature designed to restrict minors' access to social media. I got some news coming out of the Iowa State Fair. Your next act on the grandstand, Wednesday, August 14th, is Motley Crue!
Whoa!
Motley Crue. Tickets go on sale 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, that's the Wednesday, August 14th show.
Wednesday, wow.
Yes.
Rockin'.
I don't have the full list up, but we've got everything from Foreigner Melissa Etheridge.
Uh-huh.
Remember that? Jelly Roll.
Yes. Already sold out, I believe.
It is sold out. Lori Dingle.
Lauren Daigle.
Lauren Daigle.
Lori Dingle.
Kids Bop popped up while I was on vacation.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I know I'm forgetting a few others, but here's what's left to fill.
Okay.
Sunday, August the 11th, which I think is like right about the time the fair starts.
Okay.
Monday the 12th, Thursday the 15th, and the Friday night show, August 16th.
Oh, now that could be a biggie.
Oh, Neo is coming too, right?
Yes.
I forgot about that. But there's 4 slots left to fill Iowa State Fair, but Motley Crue, Wednesday, August 14th, tickets on sale tomorrow. Just announced yesterday.
That's not the feeling all right.
No.
Oh.
Anytime you can help kids, it works. It instantly moves to feeling all right. University of Iowa pediatric dentist, a professor in pediatric dentistry, has compiled a cookbook that includes family recipes dating back more than a century. All of the proceeds are going to go to a charity. Dr. Michael Canellis, his book is Iowa Mike's Family Recipes. Contains 247 pages of tasty kitchen concoctions that cover a range of cuisines and cultures. I bring it up because Dr. Canellis is related to the Canellis family that used to own the Majestic Lunch, a Cedar Rapids lunch spot that was opened in 1916.
Whoa.
That's how old some of these recipes are.
What was their kind of claim to fame food?
That I don't have. We'll get it by the cookbook.
I need this find book.
Out. He also, it sounds like he's very well traveled. He's kept recipes in 3-ring binders and he clips them out of magazines and has that little bogging of the little recipe book as well.
Wow.
So he's assembling all of it. All of the money goes to the University of Iowa's Pediatric Smiles Fund, pays for dental care for kids who don't have insurance. So
wow.
Be on the lookout for Dr. Michael Canellis' book, Iowa Mike's Family Recipes. It's a great fundraiser and includes recipes dating back 100 years plus. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
So excited to say you were right, Dan Snarek Hansen.
What? Wait,
you were right.
Don't next story. Who cares? Who cares what it is?
The story is Dancing Eric Hansen is correct in his prediction that Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour concert film, would be coming to Disney Plus.
I had a feeling it was going to come sooner, but I just like
I did too.
I just felt
I
like
really did.
They had Billie Eilish. I feel like they were going to make a play for this one, and they did, and they got it.
They did in a big way, and it is coming to Disney Plus on March 15th. So, bit of a waste.
Is the rate increase on March 14th? Those things tend to go hand in hand.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. No, coming to Disney Plus on March 15th, and you're going to get the concert film, as you saw in theaters, plus additional footage. It's going to feature Cardigan and 4 additional acoustic songs in the show.
That's so great.
Some stuff that was on the cutting room floor added up in there. That'll be awesome. And of course, we've got a big football game coming up on Sunday. You want to know who's going to win? You got to turn to Madden.
They take the video game and then they run like a billion simulations, right?
Yeah, it is a simulation to see what would actually happen.
Which, for those who don't play the video game, it's weirdly accurate.
It is. They have all the stats.
They study the stats of the players and make the AI part of it. That player is better than that player because it knows how they play the game.
And as we all know, AI is pretty good.
I'm guessing Madden has the 49ers on top.
Well.
Dancing Eric Hansen prediction.
Dancing Eric Hansen prediction. Wrong this
time.
Wrong this time. It says the Chiefs are going to beat the 49ers, but this is a squeaker, Eric. 30-28.
That's a close game.
Very close. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes would be named MVP, according to Madden NFL. Now, I just want to point out that Madden has been wrong the last 3 years.
Now, you know, if you break it down, both teams have been there. Mahomes more recently.
Yes.
Brock Purdy's still a little green, a little wet behind the ears.
Yes,
right.
But
big
he's an
stage,
Iowa State.
But he's an Iowa State guy. Yeah, Kittle, 49ers. I just feel like
I'm going to win no matter what. Because then
you can't lose at this one.
It's win-win
yes.
in the Super Bowl. And I love it.
For sure.
I can't lose. Speaking of not being able to lose, we are all going to be winning, especially if you don't even care who wins. If you're just there to watch the halftime performance, I got some great news. You're going to get even more Usher.
How?
Indeed, because usually a Super Bowl halftime performance comes down to logistics. It can only be 13 minutes long.
Right.
You got to get everything set up and everything torn down, and then that leaves only so much time for the actual performance. Well, I don't know what's coming our way when Usher takes the stage exactly. Will he ride in on a big tiger like Katy Perry did? I don't know what his plan is, but it might be a fairly simple set because Usher says his show is going to be longer than any other show before. He's going 15 minutes.
That's a big deal.
That's a huge time savings.
Less people, less stage, get on and sing.
I don't know what his plan is. He said, I can't explain why. It's a funny thing I was able to do and craft. This was a huge strategic thing that happened between me and my agency. And he wants people to get excited because he said, I don't know whether you know my music or if maybe you're meeting me for the first time, but he is all passion. He's like doing this for 8-year-old him, and he just wants to be as free as he possibly could be.
I love all of the energy he's bringing. You really have my curiosity peaked.
I am too.
How are you going to pull off an extra 2 minutes?
I don't know, because if you think back to all of these Super Bowl, like there's different ways to approach it, right? And
well,
there have been some slimmed down
The year the Weeknd did it, half of his performance wasn't even on the field.
Oh, yeah.
He was in that weird maze in the end zone.
They took an end zone. And
then he came back out to the field. So I'm thinking, like, are you using other parts of the stadium, which doesn't require as much stuff going on and off the field?
Or do you remember, like, when Bruno Mars was the halftime performer?
Wasn't he in the crowd for a while?
It was just, like, him and his band.
Yes.
And there was a state. It was fairly simplified, but it was all performance-based. So there's ways to do it, but usually there's, like, some theatrics. And if you think back to, like, some of your favorites, what was your favorite Super Bowl of the last couple of years? They actually polled people and asked them.
I love the fact that Rihanna was floating over the stadium.
That was cool.
That was awesome. 50 Cent singing upside. It's most recent ones that are in my brain. 50 Cent singing upside down was really, really cool.
You are not wrong, sir. That's what most people said. Rihanna is number two. 10% of people said, yeah, that was my favorite one. 14% of people said Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige. That was just so huge.
But then, like, was it U2 in the Rain was really amazing?
Yep.
All of these performances.
Yeah. But hard to pick another one. And we're going to get even more performance. That's exciting. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
There apparently is a bit of a disagreement in the Dan and Cheryl household as to when someone takes the lint out of the lint trap in the dryer. I'm on Dan's side. It is part of the drying process. It's the last thing you do. So I technically clean the lint after.
Every time.
I have some very specific reasons for this.
But why? Why every time?
One, I don't believe the drying is done until the lint trap is clean. Because that way, then I know the drum is empty and the trap is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I don't want lint on the clothes that are clean going into the dryer. Why would you load that big, soggy mass of clothes? But they're clean, right?
Yeah,
now you just need to dry them. Then put dirty lint on them as you pull that. Because when you pull that trap out, lint kind of sometimes sprinkles around, right?
Yeah.
In an empty bin, an empty tub, I can find that lint and make sure it's completely gone.
Huh.
I don't want it mixing with my clean clothes. That is absolutely disgusting. So my rule in my head is fold the clothes, fold the lint. That's how I remember it. So I pull the trap out. I kind of one hand wipe that thing off, it goes to the trash. Also, you're already throwing away. We use a dryer sheet, so I'm just putting one thing in the trash at the same time. The lint and the dryer sheet go in together.
Yeah,
I do it afterwards when it makes 100% logical sense to do it afterwards. Any other time is silly. Always,
really?
Always after doing the drying part, I've unloaded and folded. The lint is last after. Just like Dan.
Well, I am, I think, more closely like Cheryl. She is a before, every time before. And I kind of just go wherever. So I'll float with you, Cheryl. Sure, I'll defend your before. Before you throw the laundry in, I always check to make sure because you're there to do a job, right? Laundry, and to be safe. So, yeah, we don't want to cause a fire. Check it before you start it, right? It makes sense. That's just like a safety thing, right? You put your seatbelt on before you get in the car, before you turn the engine on. These are things that you just check. So before you start the dryer, you check the vent
trap.
The trap, and you look for lint. And if it's there, then you take it out, and then that's it. It's so simple. The job I have to do once the dryer goes off, I go to the dryer and I get the clothes out, and then I have to do the thing that I hate the most in the whole world.
We all hate this part.
Folding
and putting
the
away.
Laundry and then putting it away. Like, and then you're going to put one more thing on my plate that I have to focus on is the dryer lint.
How? Oh no. One extra second.
Yes.
It's actually the easiest part of what you just did.
Yes. So
you're
I'll
putting
just
the
save
lint
it for
away.
The next time. I'll just save
what
that
if you
job
forget?
Because I will check it before I start.
You
it
say that. What if you forget? People leave their Starbucks mugs on their car all the time because I'll remember I put my coffee
no,
there. Then they forget.
I never forget my seatbelt. I never forget to check the lint trap because it's right there and it says, hey, if you could just like check me. And I grab it and I check it and I start it. Every time.
Grab and check and start it.
Grab and check and start it is how I do laundry.
No,
I don't
fold
start
the laundry, fold the lint.
Fold the lint? Also, do you think lint is toxic in some way? It came off the clothes.
Yes. Of course it's toxic. Why would it be trapped and thrown away? I don't need it. Get the lint out of there.
It's part of the clothes.
Well, it also has dog hair in it in my house.
There is
lots
that.
Lots okay. of dog hair.
I forgot about dander. There is that.
Dog hair and dander.
There is that.
Works its way to the lint.
But it's like, it's not like it's going to kill you, right?
But
it's like my hair on the bathroom floor. Yeah, it's gross, but it's not going to kill you.
What I find interesting is we both have a process.
Yes.
And we both think one is absolutely ludicrous and the other is the exact way to do it.
It's the way that it's done.
Which is why you say before.
I say check it before, take it out before, not a big deal.
It's part of the process. It's part of the procedure. You're done folding. You're done drying. When the lint trap is clean, you do it after.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, jury in a hurry. Are you cleaning the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
Before.
Thank you, juror.
Part of the before process, we go to this juror. All right, it's laundry day. You are drying clothes. Do you clean the lint trap before or after?
After, because there are other people in my house that do laundry, and they don't check the lint.
Good point.
So it's a safety hazard.
Because you don't trust anyone.
You know it's done.
Oh,
there's
wow.
Why are you looking at me?
Due to a lack of trust.
I don't trust anybody but myself. Do you clean the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer, juror? What do you think?
You clean it after you unload the dryer.
The dryer is unloaded. The
really?
Lint is unloaded. Yeah, it's a good way to remember it. Let's go to this phone line. Hey, it's jury in a hurry. Okay, you're drying the clothes, but did you empty the lint trap before you started or at the end of that process?
At the end of the process.
You are another after.
Another after person.
Many afters, one befores. But this one could be for you. Hi, jury in a hurry. Do you clean your dryer lint before or after?
I'm with Dan and Eric. Always after.
Always after.
Us men have to stick together, you see.
There are rules to this. Okay, jury in a hurry, are you cleaning the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
Before.
Before.
Thank you.
On to Claire's side of the
column. Finally, another one. You're welcome.
Hi, caller. Jury in a hurry, are you cleaning the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
Before.
Okay.
It's like now, all my afters and then now all your befores.
The after people woke up first. The before.
Apparently so.
Realize how wrong you are and they had to call in and save me.
It's jury in a hurry. Are you cleaning the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
Before.
Oh.
Speaking of before, does it now make it a 4-4 tie?
It is a 4-4 tie, sir.
Jury in a hurry. Do you clean the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
After.
Oh,
one more to my
decisive.
Column. Jury in a hurry, do you clean the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer? What do you think?
After, and I use the actual dryer sheet to clean the lint off the screen. It's
I've done that before.
Easier.
Oh, that's a little life hack.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of like a paper towel to pick up the lint.
I appreciate the life hack,
exactly.
Not how I
yep.
do it, but okay.
That two-vote run there just moved me to one away from winning.
I still have every reason to believe that more of my befores are out there and they will wake up and save me.
Okay, we go back to the phones with me leading 6-4. Could this be the call, Claire?
It could be, but it could be my befores.
Jury in a hurry, do you clean the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
Well, it depends, but normally before, because my family doesn't do it after.
I'm back in the game.
Normally before counts for Claire. Thank you so much, juror. Jury in a hurry, do you clean the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
You have to clean it before you start the dryer.
Before you start the dryer is the safest way to do it. Thank you, juror.
6-6.
Oh my goodness. This is the call that is going to decide who wins jury in a hurry.
Juror, you are the deciding vote. Do you clean the dryer lint before or after you run the dryer?
Always before, because
Whoa!
It's a fire hazard and I have
Do
to check
believe
it.
In Wow!
I did not see that comeback coming.
Thank you, juror. From nothing, from nowhere. Cheryl, baby, we did it.
Claire takes the victory. Juror, thanks for sealing my coffin.
Knew it before.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.